folk musician Frank Hamilton is starting a music school here in Atlanta. This fall, the Frank Hamilton Folk School will offer classes on how to play guitar, banjo, and fiddle at the Epworth United Methodist Church in Candler Park. This isn't the first time Frank started something like this. His Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago serves a massive community. City Lights executive producer Noel Morris spoke with Frank about his schools, old and new. He started out by talking about the origin of the Old Town School, taking us back to 1957.
I played at a place, a folk song nightclub called the Gate of Horn in Chicago, on Dearborn and Chicago Avenue. Two friends of mine came to see me. One was Odetta, and the other was Dawn Greening. Now, Dawn Greening was very angry at Odetta because she was supposed to go to dinner with Dawn that evening. Odetta says, well, come and see my friend Frank. And Dawn says, well, who the hell is he? So they both came down that evening, and we really hit it off beautifully. And Dawn says, come and teach at class at my home. I want to teach my family and bring some other people in. So that's principally what we did. We started off in Dawn Greening's living room, and we taught the class there. And one of my students was a big brawny kind of a guy, Win Strachey. And he came in because he wanted to study how to play chords up the neck of the guitar. So Win and I hit it off immediately, and that's what happened. The class started in the living room of Dawn Greening, and then extended, because of Win, into the Swedish Immigrant Bank building at 333 North Avenue. This is where we incorporated and started the Old Town School.
Hitch up my pony, saddle up my old gray mare. Hitch up my pony, saddle up my gray mare. I'm gonna build me a nest egg in this world somewhere.
And now the Old Town School has two different campuses and three different buildings, and it's a fixture in the city of Chicago, and a lot of very famous musicians have passed through there as performers, teachers, and even students. And you want to bring that same sort of spirit to Atlanta, I understand. I guess I want to start with this question. I get the sense that for you, Frank, you like to blur the lines between teacher and student.
I do indeed. You know, I think that teachers have to become students if they're going to be effective teachers. Education is an exploratory event. Both teachers and students are exploring new ways of doing things. In the case of the school, the teacher becomes more of a facilitator rather than a martinet or a guru. They don't call the shots all the time. They don't have to, because a lot of times the students will teach themselves.
You lay down and die, because I'm a stranger here. Stranger everywhere.
Is the Old Town School the model for what you want to do in Atlanta?
Absolutely. It's the perfect model. It should be in every state in the Union. They should have an Old Town School. Then when people begin to play music, enjoy each other, have a social aspect to the music. See, I'm interested in the social aspect of music. If they could do this, they could learn to speak with each other.
Well, that's interesting, because one of the early techniques that you applied to the Old Town School, as I understand, is you'd have a few classrooms going, and people were pooled together according to their level, and you'd teach them all the same song, and then at the end, they'd all get together and play.
That's the idea, and that was what the second half was conceived to be. It was the melding of the various levels of musical expression and using the same song material.
And Frank, you brought with you Bob Bakert, who's going to be doing a lot of the shoe leather work, putting this whole thing together, right?
Well, yeah, I'll give you the background. When I found out that Frank wanted to put together the school, I had 30 years you know, in business, running a company. So I volunteered to help it get started. Frank and I made a trip up to, I didn't know idea what the Old Town School was. I just knew that Frank wanted to do something, and I think Frank's a really special person, and so I wanted to be part of that. So he and I made a trip up to Chicago in May. We walk into this building, and people come out of all of the doors to kiss the ring, basically. When you walk into the Old Town School with Frank, it's like walking into a facility with Paul McCartney, the Pope, and, you know, Bob Dylan, all in the same guy. Because they all come out, and he is literally a hero returning when he shows up there. So I was just blown away with the place. We met with all of the administration, including the top people there. We heard this term, we call it the third space. First space being home, second space being school. And then after that, when people go and socialize, where do they go? A lot of people in the South particularly go to church, YMCAs, bars, nightclubs, what have you. This is the place for people to congregate socially. And the one thing I can tell you is that the second place in Chicago was done in a 400-seat room. And there's nothing like being in a 400-seat room where everybody is playing an instrument. There's like 100 people playing the guitar, banjo, mandolin, and singing songs.
And the other feature of the Old Town School, if I can keep referring back to this, I think this is your vision, is it's all ages. You start with the wiggle worms, who are the little tots are just clapping their hands or banging sticks. In the vein of the Old Town School, it's always been not just about teaching and playing together, but bringing in really great artists do master classes concerts.
Right.
And I assume that you probably have some pretty heavy hitters behind you in the artistic world.
Absolutely.
Who are going to be passing through and sitting down with your students.
For instance, John McCutcheon has offered to do a class in hammer dulcimer for us.
There are several people that are kind of coming out of the woodwork willing to come and put on concerts for us. Something that that we are very well aware of and that we're planning on is that a good deal of the operating budget of the Old Town School is derived from concerts. So they do over 400 performances a year. Now that's more than one a day. We're planning a pretty aggressive schedule as we go on.
Which helps keep the classes affordable.
It helps keep the class, absolutely helps keep the class. So we're going to have several of the local people. Jimmy Galloway's a local guitar player, said, I'll do anything that I can do. He's well known in the area. Curtis Jones is a fine bluegrass player, you know, nationally known. He's volunteered to come down and do some teaching. And it goes on and on. All the kind of local stars have said, yeah, I'll come down. You know, we'll do this and do that. And when I've talked to some people that are more nationally known, you know, people are just willing to do it.
Now, Frank, you've been playing your guitar for a few decades now.
Yes, guitar and banjo.
Banjo, yeah. Do you feel like you're still learning from contemporary musicians?
Well, you know, folk music, it's not a genre. It's a process. It's a process. And that process embraces a whole plethora of music, a lot of different kinds of things, some of it very contemporary. Even jazz is a form of folk music in a way, because it evolves in this folk process. There's not an individual teacher and a student retinue. What there is a interaction in the community in music. And this interaction in community is called the folk process.
Cabbages down, boys, turn the whole case round. Only song that I could sing was Bile Them Cabbages Down. Partridge is a pretty bird, has a speckled breast, steals away the farmer's grain and totes it to her nest. Bile them cabbages down, boys, turn the whole case round. Only song that I could sing was Bile them cabbages down.
You have had the privilege of working with the biggest names in folk music through your career. Who are some of those personalities that you'll be bringing their spirit into this here in Atlanta?
Well, first of all, I have to mention Peter Seeger.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that Washington
Pete Seeger's instrumental, no pun intended, in doing this because he was the one that first advocated the fact that folk music is accessible to everyone, and it's a social medium of expression. People can sit and sing and play and talk to each other in a social context.
I learned that policemen are my friends. I learned that justice never ends. I learned that murderers die for the crimes, even if we make a mistake sometime. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
Another person is my mentor from California, a lady by the name of Bess Lomax Hawes.
Lomax is an important name in folk music, isn't it?
That's correct. She is the sister of Alan Lomax, the great folklorist and collector. And Bess instituted the notion of class teaching for folk music in this country. She did it in Boston, and she did it in Los Angeles later on, where I sat at her feet and learned how to do it. So she would have 80 people sometimes in her class, all playing guitars and singing, and they would sing and play very simple. It wasn't complex. It wasn't rocket science. Anybody could learn to do it. The idea is that you meld all of these different singing and playing together, and even instrumental solos and breaks and things. And it comes out sounding better than if just one person did it.
Woody Guthrie was also a figure you worked with, right?
Oh, yes. I jammed with Woody. I used to know him in Tehachapi Canyon, California.
Take me riding in the car, take me riding in the car. Take you riding in my car, I'll take you riding in my car.
I went up to study harmonica with him when I had to play a Sonny Terry part in Finian's Rainbow for the local college. Woody was also very oriented toward the social aspects of music. That's an important ingredient in what we tend to do because it defines us not as a traditional music school, but a community place where people can gather and sing and jam and learn.
That is marvelous, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And may this just be huge and bring music into hundreds and hundreds of people's lives.
Well, thank you very much, Noel, for having us on.
Ships and little boats chug along, ships and little boats chug along.
That was musician Frank Hamilton and his business partner Robert Bakert. They spoke with City Lights executive producer Noel Morris. For more information on the Frank Hamilton Folk School in Atlanta, visit us at wabe.org/citylights.